Hello, IP friends. I am back with the third episode of the annual IP series Christmas edition. And for today's episode, we will be discussing how you can explore registering and protecting your intellectual property in the UAE, specifically in Dubai. We already know that Dubai is one of the most dynamic and innovative cities in the world that attracts entrepreneurs, investors, and creatives from all over the globe. But then, how do you make sure that your brilliant ideas, your designs, your inventions, and work are safe and secure in the competitive market? What are the legal ways to protect your IP if you're considering expanding your brand into the UAE?
IP. Welcome to IP series, home to all things IP related, where I give you the stories, tips, and implications to business and creative decision concerning your intangible assets with real life case study. I am your host, Rita Anwari Chinda. Subscribe and turn on your notification so you don't miss an episode. Cheers, guys.
So our guest for today is one of my mutuals on LinkedIn. And when we connected, I thought it would be wise to include him in the IP series annual Christmas edition. And he graciously agreed to speak with us today to share insights on how we can take advantage of protecting our intellectual property within the UAE, specifically Dubai. Despite the fact that there's like a travel ban for Nigerians, but for business persons who are looking to expand into that jurisdiction, I'm sure this episode will resonate with you. So let's meet our guest for today.
So welcome to IP Series, Rajiv. Please kindly introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Thank you, Rita, for this opportunity. My name is Rajiv Suri. I'm an India qualified lawyer. I've been in the profession since 1994. Wow. That's when I completed my law. And throughout my years of more than 29 years of experience, I have been in the field of intellectual property and also now commercial corporate law. So this in a brief is my background.
Yeah, okay. So I reached out to Rajiv because of his location. Rajiv, you're based in Dubai, if I'm correct.
Yes, I'm based out of Dubai, and now I'm practicing the UAE laws. I'm working with a local firm called Al Suwaidi and Company, which was established in the year 1997 by Mr. Muhammad Al Suwaidi, who is a very well-known arbitrator in this region.
Wow. It's a pleasure having you with us today. So I'm just going to get right into our conversation. Because IP is territorial in nature, what would you say are the main types of intellectual property that can be registered and protected in Dubai or in your area, in the jurisdiction where you currently practice?
Yes. The main types of intellectual property rights which can be registered and protected in UAE, I would say, because UAE is a setup of, it's a federal setup of seven emirates altogether. Dubai forms one of the emirates. So then I have classified these IP rights primarily into four, which includes trademarks, copyrights, industrial designs, and patents. And now, when I talk about the trademarks, there is a federal decree law number 36 of 2021, which primarily governs registration and protection of trademarks. When it comes to copyrights, and the main law is the federal decree law number 38 of 2021, which regulates it. And for industrial designs, it is federal decree law number 11 of 2021. And for patents, it is federal decree law number 11 of 2021. Now, when I talk about the validity of these four IP rights in UAE, for trademarks, it is 10 years. For copyrights, it is the lifetime of author and 50 years thereafter. For designs, it is again 20 years. And for patents, again, it is 20 years. So these are the main four IP rights which one can seek registration for under the UAE law. In addition to that, recently under the trademarks law, geographical indications have also been introduced by virtue of 2021 law, which in effect provides for protection of geographical indications as well.
Wow, I'm really excited to hear about that because we're here in Nigeria, though we have a draft bill, we're still working on our geographical indication law. We have the trademark, copyrights, patents, industrial design, and the plant variety act. But it's good to see that your jurisdiction is moving ahead in terms of international standard. So what would you now say are the legal framework and institutions that govern and facilitate intellectual property registration and protection in the EUA?
When I talk about the legal frameworks which work in UAE, governing and facilitating IP registration and protection, these are mainly the civil courts. In the civil courts, you have the Court of First Instance, Court of Appeal, and Court of Cassation. These are basically the courts, civil courts, which have jurisdiction about over the, you know, any protection of IP rights. Then comes, there is a, what do you call, a Dubai Department of Economic Development and Tourism, which provides for administrative action for protection of IP rights. The Ministry of Economy also, you know, provides for protection of trademarks and copyrights. Then there is International Center for Patent Registration, which provides for protection of patents and industrial designs. There is a possibility of taking a criminal action as well, which provides for any action through police. And then comes the customs. Now, I want to emphasize here about the, you know, how these rights work, because essentially there are four ways to protect your rights, which is civil, administrative, criminal, and customs. So, but then when it comes to the protection of these IP rights, especially when I talk about trademarks, all the four actions are available to you. When it comes to protection of copyrights, again, all the four actions are available. For industrial designs, it is only the civil action which is available, which is through taking action before the civil courts. There is no administrative, criminal, or customs action available. For patents, civil action is available. There is no administrative action. Criminal action is available. And for customs, it is available, but then at the same time, you would need the help of court to seek appropriate directions.
That is interesting. I think I would say we have kind of like similar frameworks in terms of protects your intellectual property. But then you mentioned that the founder or the partner in your firm is a big arbitrator. So I was wondering if you would say arbitration is also part of the legal framework available in the EUA for protection of intellectual property.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, arbitration is more in the nature of, you know, a dispute resolution mechanism, which is done through Dubai International Arbitration Center, which is termed as DIAC, D-I-A-C, and any of these, intellectual property contracts, which basically provides for, let's say, the transfer of rights or licensing issues. Whenever any parties are entering into any such contracts, they can always have an arbitration clause where they can choose DIAC as one of the institutions to resolve the dispute between the parties. And the best part is the language which can be kept for such a resolution could be English. It is not necessary to have only Arabic as a language for resolution.
Yeah, okay, then. Thank you for shedding light on that. So moving on to the advantages and disadvantages of registering and protecting intellectual property in Dubai, which is one of the 7 countries of the Federation of the UAE. Based on your experience, what would you advise a potential client or a startup or an SME to protect their IP? What are the benefits and the merits?
When it comes to, you know, seeking so these advantages by registering or protecting an IP in UAE, especially when I talk about UAE. There are a few advantages which one can seek by registering and protecting IP in UAE. First and foremost, it is the statutory right. Any IP registration provides legal protection, or rather a statutory monopolistic right for a brand name or a logo. The following are the main advantages. One, statutory right. When I talk about IP registration, it provides legal protection, or rather a statutory monopolistic right for any, you know, owner to use it. For instance, a trademark registration would afford an exclusive right to use the mark in connection with any related goods or services. In fact, it enables the owner to take legal action against anyone who uses such a mark without permission. And in some cases, the owner may also be entitled to claim damages or other remedies such as destruction of infringing goods, etc. The second advantage is recognition of an IP. And especially when I talk about recognition, I would like to take the instance of registered trademark, which can help create brand recognition and brand loyalty among customers, indicating high quality of the product or services. Third advantage is competitiveness. Any IP registration does give a business a competitive advantage by preventing competitors from using similar or identical IP. In fact, in other words, it can, you know, serve as a deterrent to potential infringers who may be less likely to use same or similar marks or an IP. Further, it also allows one to expand their business and enter new markets without worrying about, you know, IP infringement. Now, the fourth advantage is it provides an asset value. Although it is an intangible asset, IP is an intangible asset, but
you can ascribe a value to it, have it evaluated in terms of its goodwill or reputation, and which adds on to the overall value of any commercial venture. Fifth benefit is that it helps, you know, that the it helps in seeking international protection as well. When I talk about the international protection, I would like to talk here about certain conventions and international treaties, which give quite benefit to the IP protection. First of all, it is the Paris Convention. The Paris Convention was formulated in 1883, and the convention provides for right of priority, especially in cases of patents and utility models wherever they exist, trademarks and industrial design. It comprises 195 member countries. The basic criteria, the basic advantage of this Paris Convention is that any IP owner can seek a 6 months priority for registering their mark in any of the member countries if they want to file and seek registration for their IP in those countries. They can have an advantage of 6 months prior time. The second is through Madrid system, which is an international system for registering of trademarks in multiple countries with a single application. It allows trademark owners to file one application in one language and pay one set of fees to protect their trademark in multiple countries. Currently, there are 130 countries covered by the Madrid system and a total of 114 members. And now this can be done through WIPO, World Intellectual Property Organization. Then comes the Patent Cooperation Treaty, this treaty was signed in 1970, and the PCT assists applicants in seeking patent protection internationally for their inventions. It has now 157 contracting states. Lastly, I come to the Berne Convention, which deals with the protection of copyright. The Berne Convention is basically a convention where countries have come together to provide copyright protection for all the member countries on reciprocity basis, which means that if any one applicant or the owner has obtained a copyright registration in one country, it will be covered on reciprocity basis on every in every member country of Berne Convention. The sixth advantage is of national registration, as the owners of IP can obtain registration of their IP within a certain jurisdiction, considering that any IP registration is primarily, and especially when I talk about trademarks, it is a territorial right. Although this can be a more expensive and time-consuming option, but it allows greater control and customization of trademark protection in each country. Then there is an advantage of seeking regional registrations as well through a union such as European Union, where you have 27 member states that are located primarily in Europe. A single registration attained through European Union can protect your brand in 27 countries. And the lastly it talks about is that, you know, registering any IP can also help avoid costly legal disputes and infringement lawsuits in future. So these are the main advantages of having IP registration.
So based on your experience as well, what would you say are like the best practices and tips for registering in Dubai? And what are the trends that you have noticed in your years of practice and what do you think the 2024 IP space is going to look like?
See, now the best practices, I would say, would involve, you know, first of all, it is very important to conduct the prior searches wherever possible to see if the IP for which statutory right is being claimed is available for registration in the first place. Because there have been, I have seen many instances where people have gone in for seeking the IP protection straight away, and later on they realized, when especially when it comes to brand registrations, and later on they realize there is something similar or identical which is already existing. Because this is a territorial right, so it is always better to first have these prior searches conducted before seeking registration. Next is obviously to address the filing and examination post-filing, which would require complying with all the official requisitions and dealing with the substantive objections, if any. There are certain jurisdictions where if you do not comply with the official requisitions, or you do not, you know, attend to the objections, the application is deemed to have been abandoned for lack of prosecution. So it is very important that you that one hires a professional, an IP professional, who knows how to deal with such objections. And lastly, I would say it comes to the maintenance and renewal of the IP, which is also again very important, and it all depends upon the objectives of any commercial venture, whether or not they would like to keep the IP alive, because all these IP term IP rights, they have you know, a limited term, and it is very important to keep them, maintain them, and one can maintain them by paying the prescribed fees before the concerned trademark offices of the concerned jurisdictions. So this, in a way, is like, you know, the best tips and best practices which one can look for when it comes to registering and protecting IP rights.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for spending your day with us on IP Series. I don't know if you have any closing remark you want us to say, and how can we reach you? How can other listeners reach out to you if they need to know more about IP protection within the UAE?
Dekar, yes. First of all, I mean, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be on this podcast today. I very much appreciate it. And anybody who wants to reach me, they can always use my email ID, which is r.suri@alsuwaidi.ae. Alsuwaidi spelling is alsuwaidi.ae. So this is my official email ID, and one can use to reach me. And if anyone has any questions regarding the registration and protection of IP, I'm always there to assist them.
Fantastic. Thank you so much once again. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to have a conversation with you as a senior IP professional. So this is where we wrap up for today. So yeah, I had a good time with you, and thank you once again.
Thank you so much, Rita.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
All right then. Thank you so much, Rajiv.
And thank you so much.
I think it's afternoon now in Dubai, right?
It's evening time.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry. So good evening.
It's going to be around 6:30 or 6:21 to be precise in the evening.
Also, So it's 3:21 here. So like 3 hours difference.
3 hours. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. 3 hours difference. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, Rajiv, and speak to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rita. All right,
then.
Take care.
Okay, then.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Rajiv, on behalf of the IP Series community, for sharing your valuable insights and tips. And thank you to our dear listeners, my IP friends, for tuning in to listen to the IP Series annual Christmas edition. I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact me at ipseriesinfo@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe and rate my podcast on your favorite platform. Until next time, stay creative, stay protected, and happy holiday, guys!